This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Bradley Dean. That would be me. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Last week we were talking about how tyranny came to America. We're going to keep riding that lane for another day here, friends, to kind of bring forth the consummation and bring it into scope as to how this all took place. Really what it comes down to, friends, is people became they became ignorant of their Constitution. They became ignorant. And it's all in simplicity, friends. It's not difficult to understand that. And if you go back to Hosea 4:6, it lines up perfectly. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, period. End of story. And that's exactly what we're seeing in this country today. If you were just listening to the news, friends, did you notice that now in Canada, see how this works? This is happening on a global scale. They're pushing forth an agenda through a new world order, incrementally, in alliance, and that covenant of hell will be broken sooner or later. I'd prefer to be sooner than later, but it's interesting. Did you notice what's happening over in Canada now? So in America, they're talking about medical marijuana to cure disease, and over in Canada, they're already talking about recreational marijuana use. So we see this happening. It all started in Europe. If you take a look at Europe, friends, and you look at what they're reaping now, is it worth it at the end of the day? We know that the end of sin is death, and sin is the violation of God's moral law. So if you want to go ahead and live in a godless society, you better rest assured, friends, you're going to face judgment sooner or later. And when you hasten the things that are destroying countries, I got to stand back and say, what am I missing here, friends? Common sense. A little kid can understand what's going on. If you look to Canada, what's the first thing they did, friends? They began to advocate homosexuals. And then they began to advocate homosexual marriage. And then they began to advocate Muslims coming into their country as they began to advocate now drug use. They want to legalize everything. And if you look to Europe, this is exactly systematically what they're doing over there. And it's not working out for them countries, friends. And again, what we need to do, and by the way, Europe has been doing this for centuries. And again, what they do is they get their feet back on the ground and they go through one tyrant and then exchange another tyrant. And we're seeing this in America as well. But what you're seeing happening in Canada right now, rest assured it's coming to America. And you're already seeing these things take place in America. And as a matter of fact, if you want to gauge what's coming into America, just look to Canada. And you'll see exactly what's coming down the road if the American people don't stand up and stand and magnify the laws in which so many died magnifying. In other words, friends, what they've done is they ratified the Constitution with their sacrifice. They made it valid through their sacrifice. So freedom is isn't free, friends. Freedom is the right to do what we ought to do, not what we want to do. And we need to keep that into perspective. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, I just want you to listen to headlines. This is not, you know, I've been saying this for years now. Even when I begin to speak publicly, I reassure people and reaffirm my stance that I am not talking about a third world country any longer. What you're seeing happening in America, friends, used to take place in a third world country, and you've been so brainwashed by the state-controlled media, it's time for you to shut the television off. James 4:4, 2 Corinthians 6, go to Psalm 101, verse 3. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. But you're now being conditioned. What you're used to hearing of those things that were taking place in third world countries are now becoming the norm in the United States of America. And by the way, again, I want to tell you, the Lord has used me as a faithful witness to warn of all these things that are coming to pass right now. And I'm not trying, I'm not declaring, I'm not proclaiming to be something, friends. I'm just simply saying it's simple to see when you read the Word of God exactly what's coming down the road if we don't take heed. And we're in it today. We are really in it today. And it's a sad place to be, friends, when you see the things taking place in this country. You know, furthermore, that we do see, furthermore, and I've said this in the past, and again, it's worth reiterating, but do you realize, friends, that if the things back in the 80s and the 90s and the beginning of the 2000s, do you realize the things that you're seeing in this country today, if you would have seen them in a third world country, you would have approved Congress to go ahead and send your sons and your daughters to go strike at their tyrannical ways over in the third world countries. It's happening in your country today. I want you to think about what I just said. And you've seen it under Barack Hussein Obama for 8 years, friends. If he would have been in a third world country where he's from, it's interesting to note that the American people would have called for a strike to deal with that tyrant. But because it's happening in your own backyard, for some reason or another, people in this country attempt, listen to what I said, attempt. You attempt to justify your stance. Take heed that you stand lest you fall. And I'll tell you what, sinners never prosper and they never will. Sin is a reproach to any nation, friends. Sin is a reproach to any nation. Violating God's moral law is a reproach to any nation. And it's a fact and it's history. All right? Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Facebook, Snopes, and PolitiFact are now disputing self-proclaimed satire sites. It's interesting how these people are used to go ahead and dictate, censor at will, what they will and how they will. Folks, that is illegal in this country. Isn't it interesting how freedom of speech applies to their lawlessness? I want you to understand that freedom of speech wasn't given unto them to do the things that they do, friends. Because again, rights weren't given unto us by God to go ahead and violate law. Remember what Charles D. Montesquieu said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And what we're seeing is the American people believing that we are a democracy when in fact we're a republic. We're an empire of laws and republican laws because we are a republic, a constitutional republic. Article 4, Section 4. So what you're seeing Facebook do, Snopes, and PolitiFact in so many different ways, folks, is completely un-American. And by the way, it's Nazism. It really, truly is. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, I wanted to reiterate the point that the Muslim terrorist attacks outside London Parliament, policemen and four others dead, they found out that the assailant was, of course, a Muslim. I mean, is that a surprise to anybody? Just wanted to make sure. Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com, report the DOJ, Department of Justice, may have confirmed WikiLeaks CIA Vault 7 documents as authentic. Folks, we're going to come back to some of the highlights because the highlights of what's going on in your country, they must and they needs be heard. And we're going to continuously cover that for one more segment. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. We again will be right back after this break. Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says become a son or daughter of liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to check us out on my Twitter account for what it's worth, please do. That is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And again, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. Again, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I'd like to reiterate this as well, friends. I like to reiterate a lot because that's what the news is continuously feeding you is bad news. They're reiterating the bad news all the time. So I want to reiterate the point what's going to bring about resolve so we're not going to continuously be inundated with bad news. And it's called law unto judgment. And I just wanted to say that for the phone calls, for the emails, for the live feed responses that I get from you people, it really blows me away. And why people feel that when they call in and leave messages or leave me a message, they have to tell me their life story. And I don't know why that is. Keep in mind, this is an international radio show. Keep in mind, we have 72 affiliates across the United States of America right now that are listening to us. And I want to let you know that it's my job to point the finger to the Christ, to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ who fulfilled that law. And I want you to understand that He is the one that can give you the answers. I cannot. I am not the Savior of mankind, though I serve Him, though I am an ambassador on His behalf. Yes, indeed. But again, friends, do keep in mind, I'm one man doing a lot. My family is being spent for the service of the kingdom of heaven, Luke 19:10, on a 24/7 basis, literally. It's going to bed working ministry. Ministry spells work. So don't please just call and lay another burden upon us while we're already in the war concerning our constitutional republic, because I believe that we are going to win the day. We are winning the day because we are made more than conquerors through him who loved us. And what is it that overcomes the world, friends? Even our faith. And who gives us that faith? The author and the finisher of our faith is Jesus Christ. Go to him. No, I'm not telling you, and I'm not diverting you from contacting us, but I'm simply saying, friends, you don't have to call me and tell me your life story. And I don't mind helping people out where I can. I do it all the time. I'm on the phone with people, responding to phone calls and emails and live feeds all of the time. But do keep in mind that, listen, if you're going to call me, you're going to be a part of the answer just like I am. So you're going to have to jump in the fight along with me. And if not, then don't bother wasting my time, in all seriousness. But again, go to the Christ with your problems and let him give you the answer so he can cause you to be an answer to the problems. Because the church is called to be the answer to America's dilemma, or the world's dilemma, and nothing more than that. So again, friends, for the time that people take in contacting us, and I give the phone number out on a 20, well, every time we're on the radio show, friends, I give that number out probably two or three times. It's interesting how people call in after the show, before the show, or some odd hours in the middle of the night, and they leave me a long message. Here, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I also want to say, too, that if you're not a part of the answer to America's problem, please don't call in. If you're not in the culture war, please don't call in. If you are, we'd love to hear from you. Because we don't want a bunch of conservatives of the day, which are yesterday's liberals, doing a whole lot of talking and doing a whole lot of nothing. Okay, because we're sick and tired of that. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, too, that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, going back to what's going on in your country today, isn't it interesting? I just highlighted right before the end of last segment the report. DOJ may have confirmed WikiLeaks CIA Vault 7 documents as authentic. Now, isn't it interesting that there's an Edward Snowden out there that just gets this information to us at will? And the media is right there to go ahead and, well, to distribute it. The word promulgate comes to mind, to proclaim it for him. Isn't it interesting that there's a Julian Assange that gets the information out that, you know, we always go back to them for making reference. But it's interesting, names are never really thrown out there to bring about resolve concerning those that have committed a crime. What a convenient rule indeed. I mean, it's interesting how they can get their information out. And it's also interesting to meet friends, is that the state-controlled narrative helps them along. So the question is who are these two, Julian Assange and Edward Snowden? Now, I'm not telling you that, friends, they're not telling you the truth in their confusion, but I am simply saying, to me, it has always been a question mark on both these guys and how convenient it is to put them right in the center to only stir the people up all the more. Now, we know what's going on in this country right now. You can mark my words on this. Go ahead, write it down. The communists are within. They are working through operatives known as representatives in the United States of America. Because when you look at what's going on in this country, it is the politicians, along with the state-controlled narrative, that are stirring up all of this domestic insurrection. Did you hear what I said? Okay? This is what communists do. They're stirring up domestic insurrection. On the outside, you have China, you have Russia. And we see what's going on the outside, but what they're trying to do is they're trying to keep you distracted from the within, as politicians are giving to every cat, dog, and you name it, hamster, fish, whatever the case is, that's decrying the fact that they're the victim of something and they want their rights. Rather it be the transgender. Now there's people that are trying to identify as aliens. There's people that are trying to marry bridges, which has happened in England already. They want to marry their animals. Things are getting really weird, and you're seeing the courts go ahead along with these people because they're being used as well to go ahead and help stir things up. See, and that's what a democracy does. It's called licentiousness, is the word. But it's, again, friends, going back, You have real enemies on the outside. Going back to Barack Hussein Obama, who was allied with America's sworn enemies, you allowed him to stay in the People's White House for 8 years, okay? And what's happening, things are getting worse, not better, especially after what just took place over the last weekend here. People are not happy, by the way, with Donald Trump, friends. And I again, was there to blow the trumpet, friends, to tell you, you need to look at history to understand what's going on here, okay? And I'm not going to go down that road right now, but to suggest that Donald Trump doesn't know who Paul Ryan is and what Paul Ryan has done to this country, his first legislative act, bewilders me. There's live feeds going across right now with Donald Trump with a golden crown on his head saying, thank you, suckers. To all those that had voted for him, because we're seeing a whole lot of talk. And keep in mind, folks, Donald Trump was the guy that said it was going to be so easy, so easy. It's going to be so easy. We're going to repeal it, and then we're going to replace it. We're going to take that cancer out, and then we're going to go ahead and replace it with another cancer. And the American people are too stupid to understand what was going on there, but now we're seeing the fruition of it, aren't we? And the reason I'm kind of like trying to say things the way that I'm saying things with Donald Trump is because I spent a lot of time before he became the president warning the American people that there is no king but King Jesus. And when you have a guy that's advocating what God condemns and you're throwing your hat in the ring and saying, hey, we're all about you because you have the right jersey on, you're only asking for trouble, and trouble is exactly what you're going to get. Numbers 32:23. And now we're beginning to see the fruition of exactly what I tried to tell you was coming down the road. Exactly. People aren't happy about it. As a matter of fact, one guy said, if he starts voting in favor with the rhinos, I'm done with Donald Trump. Well, so what do you have for the next 8 years then? And then furthermore, because that's what you believe, you don't realize that you can indict that Article 2, Section 4 again, that you can actually impeach and you can indict. And most people in this country don't believe that that could ever happen. And the reason they don't believe it could ever happen is because they don't want to actually lift a finger to make it happen. And that's the problem we have with all corrupt politicians. That'll never happen. Of course it won't. Because you don't want to raise a finger to help the process and their removal. And for their indictments, friends, to charge them for their crimes against we the people. But again, I just wanted to take it slow, and I've been very fair about it. I was very forthright about what I tried to warn you about concerning the likes of Donald Trump. Okay? Now we're here. We're beginning to see, as the narrative was across the boards, friends, his first major failure. Okay? And keep in mind, friends, I tried to tell you, he kept saying, oh, it's going to be so easy, so easy. And I said, I looked at my wife, and I'm telling you, I looked at my wife every time I said it, and I said, watch out. Watch out. Watch out. People are beginning to wake up as to what they should have listened to before the fact, and there it is, right there. We're going to come back, friends, and we're going to finish this off. And now we're going to talk about how tyranny came into America. But folks, I could go on sonsoflibertymedia.com for the next hour just highlighting the crimes again of politicians, of the bureaucracies that the government has created to work against we the people in so many different facets. Oh, by the way, we're told now by Paul Ryan that we're just going to have to live with Obamacare. How's that working out?
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, so how tyranny came into America. Now, we talked about it on Thursday, we talked about it on Friday, we talked about it on Saturday, and it's pretty crazy. Really, what it comes down to, in a nutshell, friends, I'm just dissecting this right now, line upon line, precept upon precept, but it's interesting to note what it comes down to is the American people left off being the government that God has ordained them to be, Exodus 18:21. As a matter of fact, in the beginning, the states were independent and sovereign, and this is why they were called states, okay? And again, as I shared with you on Friday and Saturday, friends, the federal government is a creature of the states, okay, not the other way around. And a state was not yet thought of as a mere subdivision of a larger unit as the case is now. It was like their own countrymen. As a matter of fact, if you watch the documentary of John Adams, HBO, they have facts all the way through it. And it was really good stuff. It was second to none the way they put that documentary together. But he said that Massachusetts is my country, sir. So that's kind of a nutshell as to understanding as to how they looked at states back then, because they literally were. There was 13 colonies, and those are the ones that actually ratified what we have today as the Constitution of the United States of America. Furthermore, again, as a state was not yet thought of as a mere subdivision or a larger unit, as the case is now, the universal understanding was that in ratifying the Constitution, the states, the 13 states, namely, they yielded a very little of the sovereignty, but kept most of it. In other words, they delegated very little to the federal government. And those that were reluctant to ratify generally didn't object to the powers the Constitution delegated to the federal government, but they were suspicious, and they were right in being suspicious, and that's how we should all act. Friends, let me say this. Question authority. But do your homework before you question it. Don't question the wrong, friends. Don't question the right. Question the wrong. And the only way that you're going to know that which is right and which is wrong is, first of all, going to the foundations of who we are by reading your founding documents. It's really simple. In the Federalists, Hamilton and Madison argued at some length that under the proposed distribution of power, that the federal government would never be able to usurp, as they put it. Now, those other powers, Madison wrote soothingly in the Federalist number 45, that the powers of the federal government would be, listen to this carefully, would be few and defined. Relating mostly to war and foreign policy, while those remaining with the states would be numerous and indefinite, and would have to do with the everyday domestic life of the country. The word usurpation occurs numberless times in the ratification debates, reflecting the chief anxiety that the champions of the Constitution had to allay. And as a final assurance, the 10th Amendment stipulated that the powers not delegated to the federal government were reserved to the separate states. And guess to who else, friends? The people. And that all goes back to reading the preamble to the Constitution of the United States. It starts out with, we, the people of the United States. It doesn't say they, the government. You are the government. And furthermore, friends, when you go to the Bill of Rights, in which we're talking about right now, Amendment 10, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, listen carefully, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people, not to the federal government to usurp at will. And this is what we're seeing at hand today, friends. See, this is why when you see situations go down in this country, it's interesting, most of these government officials, corrupt namely, they avoid those that actually know what they're talking about because they want a slam dunk, and they always have to set the precedent that they're right in what they do. And in so many ways, they are not. As a matter of fact, here, let me take this over to Senator John Glenn. He was the guy that said he went to the moon. If that was the case, I wish he would have stayed there. He's now dead and in hell where he belongs. But in saying that, friends, I want you to listen carefully to what he said. He said, if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not pass most of the bills that we enact around here. In other words, let me take it over to this. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 policies, get back to God's 10 commandments. Because a lot of those that are enacting policy are doing it illegally, just like Senator John Glenn said he was doing it illegally. And again, how do they do what they do? Well, they'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with, and that's why they do what they do, friends. Now, let me go back to this point, friends. This wasn't enough to satisfy everyone, because well-grounded fears persisted, and during the first half of the 19th century, nearly every president in his inaugural message felt it appropriate to renew the promise that the powers of the federal government would not be exceeded the way that you see them being exceeded, friends. They always felt that they had to renew the promise that the powers of the federal government would not be exceeded. Now they don't even care. They do it at will. I mean, now you're talking about a debate of Obamacare, which is unconstitutional. And this all coming down to the federal government. And interestingly enough, friends, even if you go back to 1913, when they began to enact an unconstitutional decree, friends, they implemented, do you realize that an income tax was laid on the American people? There is right taxes and there's unlawful taxes, friends. Okay, let's keep this into perspective. And I'm not a tax protester, I just want you to understand that the federal government in 1930 obligated every individual into this country, in this country, in the United States of America, to you as an individual personally. They now held you, folks, personally responsible to them. That is not their purpose at all. in any sense of the word. But that's where we are today, and people are complaining about that. Well, why did it happen? Go back to what happened. What took place? How did they do it? And again, what they did is, folks, in prosperity, we forget God. In prosperity, we forget who we are. In prosperity, we forget the price paid for our liberties. We must never take our eyes off of Christ crucified. We must never take our eyes off of the price paid. Go to Arlington Cemetery, and when you've got your eyes fixed on the price paid for our freedoms, you will let nobody violate the laws that they died magnifying. See how that works? But listen to this again, friends. If you go back, the federal government was to remain truly federal, with only a few specified powers, rather than consolidated with unlimited powers. America, you feel that the federal government and the state is sovereign, and the reason you do is because you have an evolutionary view of government. You believe they can do anything at will. That is not true. Because we never delegated that authority to them in the first place. I feel that this is getting through to some people today. And I'm happy to know it. I'm just getting this in my heart, these answer backs I get. The Civil War, or the war between the states, if you like, resulted from the suspicion that the North meant to use the power of the Union to destroy the sovereignty of the Southern states. And whether or not that suspicion was justified, the war itself produced that very result. Exactly. See, the South was subjugated and occupied like a conquered country. It was. Its institutions were profoundly remade by the federal government. The United States of America was taking on the character of an extensive and a highly centralized empire. America was taking on the character of a highly centralized empire, friends. The North dominated the South. And it was all promulgated on nothing but a lie. Similar processes were underway in Europe, as well as states were consolidating into larger ones, setting the stage for the tyrannies and gigantic wars of the 20th century. And even so, friends, the three constitutional amendments ratified after the war contained a significant clause. Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legal legislation. And why is that significant? Because it shows that even the conquerors still understood that a new power of Congress required a constitutional amendment. It couldn't just be taken by a majority vote as it would be today. As a matter of fact, if the Congress then had wanted a national health plan, it would have begun by asking the people for an amendment to the Constitution authorizing it to legislate it in the area of health care. But today, friends, they didn't do that. They forced it down your throats. And the question the American people have to ask, just like I shared with you on Thursday and Friday, is where has the federal government derived its powers from? Because it's not from we the people, and it's not from our Constitution anywhere. Article 1, Section 8. And then we find that the Supreme Court soon found other uses for the 14th Amendment. It began striking down state laws as unconstitutional. The same thing that you're seeing today. And friends, this was an important new twist in American constitutional law. Alexander Hamilton, for example, in arguing for judicial review in Federalist Number 78, he'd envisioned the court as a check on Congress, resisting the illicit consolidation or centralization of power. It's to what you're seeing today. See, our civic books still describe the function of checks and balances in terms of three branches of the federal government mutually controlling each other, but in fact, the court was now countermanding the state legislature, where the principle of checks and balances had no meaning. And since those state legislatures had no reciprocal control on the court, this development eventually set the stage for the convulsive Supreme Court rulings of the late 20th century, from Brown versus Board of Education to Roe versus Wade. And see, the big thing to recognize here is that the court had become the very opposite of the institution that Alexander Hamilton and others had in mind. It became the opposite of the institution that was implemented. Let me say that again. It became the very opposite of what was actually established by our forefathers, and that's what you're seeing today. See, instead of blocking the centralization of power in the federal government, the court was actually assisting it. How did tyranny come to America, friends? That's exactly what we're highlighting right now on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just highlighting the fact that the original point of the federal system was that the federal government would have very little to say about the internal affairs of the states. But the result of the Civil War was the federal government had a great deal to say about those affairs in northern as well as in southern states. How did they do that? Through usurpation. How did they overreach, friends? How have they been encroaching upon your rights through the ignorance of the American people? And in many cases, there's a lot of people out there that really do know what they're talking about, but it goes no further than their mouth. And I want to tell you, faith without works is dead, just like the body without the spirit is dead. It tells us that in the book of James. Common sense comes into place. Scripture tells us what we do. Whatever we do it with all of our might. So you have a lot of smart people out there that do nothing but talk, and they're worthless because they don't trust God. We do all that we can do, and we leave the results up to God, is what we're called to do and commanded to do by God. Now, going forward on what we're talking about here, basically that the court had now become the very opposite of the institution that our forefathers established, and instead of blocking the centralization of power in the federal government, the court was now assisting it, and it's exactly what you're seeing today. And I want you to note that this trend towards centralizing power was occurring. Listen, this is just, you need to hear what I'm telling you, because again, it tears down the facade of the left and right paradigm in this country. Okay? I want you to note that this trend towards centralization was occurring largely under Republican presidents. Folks, I've done homework on the right and the left, and the left, they act accordingly, like a bunch of little criminals that never grew up. When you look at the right, they just did a better job of covering up their crimes. That's all they have done. There is no difference between the left and the right. They're still working for special interest groups that are aimed at destroying your country. And what does it really come down to in a spiritual sense? Your sin is finding you out. Now, going back, the Democrat, Grover Cleveland, by the way, who was a preacher, he was a president twice in the United States, he was one of the last great spokespersons for federalism. He once vetoed a modest $10,000 federal grant for drought relief in the United States on the grounds that there was no constitutional power to do so. And if that sounds archaic, remember that the federal principle remained strong long enough that during the 1950s, the federal highway program had to be called a defense measure in order to win approval, and federal loans to college students in the 1960s. Folks, they were absurdly called defense loans for the same reason. And this is called pork today. They create a bill, they put it under the guise of a name, and what they have is in so many ways contradicts the name of the bill. Because it contradicts our laws. And this is how they get things passed through. They're deceptive. And that's why I call these criminals that you call representatives Judas. Because that's exactly what they're selling you out for 30 pieces of silver, America. And that's exactly what they are doing. The 10th Amendment is a refined taste, but it has always had a few devotees. Federalism suffered some serious wounds during the presidency of Woodrow Wilson, and first came the income tax, and it's constitutionally established by the 16th Amendment. This meant that every U.S. citizen was now, for the very first time, as I already highlighted, for the very first time, became accountable to the federal government. Then the 17th Amendment required that senators be elected by a popular vote rather than chosen by state legislatures or legislators. And this meant that the states no longer had their own representation in Congress, so that they now lost their remaining control over federal government. The 18th Amendment established prohibition, gave the federal government even greater powers over the country's internal affairs, and all of these amendments were signs that the federalism was losing its traditional place in the hearts and perhaps the minds of the American people. But again, notice that these expansions of federal power were at least achieved by amending the Constitution, as the Constitution itself requires. See, the Constitution doesn't claim to be a living document, friends. It's written on paper, not rubber. In fact, the radicals of the early 20th century, they even despaired of achieving socialism or communism as long as the Constitution remained. See, as long as the people were aware of what was going on in their country and the only way that they were aware, friends, is, here, let me say it this way. The FBI, friends, the FBI, they can detect counterfeits. You know how they can detect counterfeits? It's because they study the real ones. When you study your founding documents, you will detect the counterfeits. It's simple to see. The same way if you were looking at two sticks, one was crooked and one was straight. It's the straight stick that shows the deviation of the crooked stick. And that's the importance of knowing your founding documents, which is laid upon the Bible. Okay? These people regarded it as the critical obstacle to their plans, the Constitution, the people that knew the Constitution. As a matter of fact, what you see today is you see a government working against those that know the Constitution, and they're calling them enemies of the state. If you want to know what I'm talking about, do a Google search on my name, friends. There's not a thing that's true about what they're saying. If you don't know what the law says, you may believe what they have to say. But I have a bunch of criminals calling me pig and trying to get you to believe the same thing. When I can at every given step show you their deviations of law. Every step of the way. See, they regarded it as the critical obstacle to their plans, the Constitution. And I'm talking about corruption. And thought a revolution would be necessary to remove it. That's communism. And see, the New Republic wrote, to have a socialist society, we must have a new Constitution. See? And you always hear today's politicians make reference to the Constitution that they, in so many ways, are violating. They're violating that Constitution. See, they just want to use the word Constitution to get you to believe that they know more than you do. When in fact, in many cases, friends, it's only found to be true that they are lying through their rotten teeth. Unfortunately, the next generation of collectivists would be less candid in their contempt for the federal system. Once they learn to feign counterfeit devotion to the Constitution, they secretly regard it as obsolete. See, the laborious formality of amendments would no longer be necessary. They could merely pretend that the Constitution was on their side. And after Franklin Roosevelt restaffed the Supreme Court with his compliant cronies, and that's exactly what they were, the federal government would be free to make up its own powers as it went along. And thanks to the notion that the Constitution was malleable, the living document, whose central meaning could be changed and even reversed by ingenious interpretation. And they were always the one, and they still are, to give you their interpretation of what we understand. And it seems to always work against those that know and those that don't know. It seems to work for their little pet rights, doesn't it, friends? See, Roosevelt's New Deal brought fascist state-style central planning to America. And what some called the mixed economy, by Hilaire Belloc, called the servile state, servile meaning serving itself, and his high-handed approach to government soon led to conflict with the court, which found several of his chief measures, that being Roosevelt, unconstitutional. And early in his second term, as you know, Roosevelt retaliated by trying to pack the courts by increasing the number of seats. And this power play alienated even many of his allies, those that were with him. But it turned out not to be necessary because after 1937, the court began seeing things Roosevelt's way rather than what our founding forefathers established. It voted as Roosevelt wished, and several members obliging, they retired, and soon he had appointed a majority of the justices, as they call them, and then the country virtually got a brand new constitution. Did you hear what I said? And they did it incrementally. And they did it deceptively. And now what you're seeing today is those that feel that they have a free hand, that they can go ahead and do whatever they want because they got enough of them working against guys like me and you. And I want to tell you something. It's just not true. Roosevelt's court soon decided that the 10th Amendment was a truism of no real force. This meant that almost any federal act was ipso facto constitutional, and the powers reserved to the states and the people were just leftovers for the federal government and what they didn't want. In other words, that's like the meal left for the jackals that satisfied the lion. See? I mean, this was almost no limit. I mean, they had no limit. Now, on what the federal government could do, in effect, is the powers of the federal government no longer had to come from the people by constitutional delegation. In other words, the power came from you, which our Declaration of Independence says. They derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. And I just got done saying, in effect, the powers of the federal government could no longer, and no longer had come from the people by constitutional delegation. They could be created by simple political power, and this is what we're seeing today. Talking about how tyranny came into America. Folks, we love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. See you.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.